The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, I am Millie.
And I'm Bailey.
And I'm Frances.
And we are
the Musketeers
from Motueka High School.
And thanks to our sponsor Whitwills for sponsoring our show and supplying Motueka High School school uniforms.
And their fabulous shoes.
And their amazing outdoors wear.
And awesome brands.
And Crocs.
Hi, my name is Millie.
And I'm Bailey.
And I'm Frances. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking. And I hope you girls are having a good day too.
We've got Chrissy Clement from Tasman Kitten Cat Rescue today.
So would you tell me what inspired you to do this rescue thing?
A very lovely lady who was doing it all on her own. She was feeding a colony of cats, and I was providing transport for her every night to go down and do it, and I just fell in love with them and I wanted to try and do something to help.
Okay, that's so sweet. We hear you're starting a charity here in Mott. How's that?
Yes. Well, we've sort of decided, you know, that we need a bit more funding to try and help these cats because it's not cheap. Vet bills are very expensive.
Yeah.
Feeding about 30 cats a night is also very expensive. So we've sort of, somebody suggested that we do a GoFundMe page and we found we needed a bank account for that. And while we were talking to the wonderful lady at Philippa at NBS Bank, she asked us about whether we were, you know, going to be a charity, register as a charity. And somebody else mentioned it to me this morning and I thought, all right, I need to look into this. And there are some really good things about being a registered charity. We can, anybody that donates to us can claim tax back on it, which is a sort of a good thing, you know, for anyone who'd like to give us some funds. We wouldn't have to pay tax on it. Yeah, there's a few things I need to look into it a little bit more, but I started the ball rolling today, and from what I've seen watching a webinar, it seems like it would be the best idea, you know, moving forward, you know, to help us with our funding.
Oh yeah. So how's the community support been?
We've got some amazing people in our community. I've actually got a lady with me at the moment who's one of those amazing people who's brought me a big bag of cat food today, and she does that quite regularly, which is pretty awesome. And we've had some great donations into the Motueka Vet Life account that we've got there, which helps with all our vet costs. And I've had lots of people who've given me crates and cages and bedding and toys and, yeah, all sorts of stuff, which is so cool. You know, we just can't sort of say thank you enough to them, you know. It's just really awesome. But, you know, we live in a great community. Motueka's pretty damn good.
That sounds really nice. So how many cats and kittens do you have at the moment?
Well, at the moment, my two of my favourites, Tilly and Tab, were adopted out today to a lovely home, and I've just received photos of them settled into their owner's kids' arms, which is fabulous to see. I had 13. I am now down to 3 kittens, well, 6-month-olds, and plus my 4 who are all rescued. But we've got about another 8 or 10 kittens to get out that were born in the last sort of 6 or 8 weeks. And there's also a whole lot of adult cats down there, of course, that we need to get out and get them de-sexed so we can stop that breeding.
So how would or how can people donate to you?
We've got an account with... Vet Life Motueka. So the account is under Tasman Kitten Cats. Or we have an NBS bank account, and people can phone me, and I'd be quite happy to give them those account details, not a problem.
Okay, how would we be able to adopt a cat?
Okay, so you go through a bit of a vetting, pardon the pun. So we would come and see where you live, and we'd talk to you about the cats, because feral cats, even when they've been domesticated and you can handle them, can still be quite timid. So you've got to be aware of certain things that can frighten them, make them run away. So, and we like to make sure that the cats are going to a really good home. Most of the cats that we adopt out are, at the moment anyway, have been de-sexed, vaccinated and chipped. So, you know, we ask for an adoption fee of $250, and that will go towards the next cats that need to go to the vet. And yeah, so we vet you, we have an adoption agreement that you will need to fill out and sign, and then we deliver your animal to you, usually, and we go from there, and we like to keep in touch. We like to make sure that we keep, you know, we get photos of their new owners and see how they're going, and yeah, we sort of like to keep our hand in, so to speak, so that we, you know how they're going. But part of our adoption agreement is that if anything goes wrong, if circumstances change, those cats come back to us. We don't want them to be dumped anywhere or whatever. We like to know that they're, you know, always going to have a good home. So, yeah.
That was absolutely beautiful to hear. And how can people contact you?
So they can phone me on my personal phone, which is, do you want me to give you the phone number?
If you don't mind.
Okay, so it's 021-0300-861. So they can call me on there, or they can message me through Facebook, through Tasman Kitten Cat page, and we can go from there. I'm not always quick at answering my phone because we also run the local taxi service, so sometimes I'm driving and can't answer the phone. But if they leave me a message, I can get back to them, no worries.
That's wonderful. And do you get many wild and or feral cats to care for?
They're all wild and feral, the whole lot of them.
Sweet as.
All the cats in the colony. There are some there that I can now patch. And I try to make sure that I do, you know, touch them when they're around, just so that they're, you know, more comfortable with me being there. I can get close enough, you know, if there's anything going on, I can, you know, make sure that they get vet care or anything else that they need. We had some eye infections going through them a while ago, so we had to get a few of them out and get them vetted. They're not always easy to handle, but if we get them out young enough, they domesticate amazing. The kittens are just incredible. You know, they'll just love you forever, these guys. You know, they had a very rough start in life. You know, they're living under benches or buildings or, you know, in bushes or whatever. So when you get them into a really good home, they're just amazing. You know, they just turn right around, and they're all very smoochy and very loving, and really amazing cats to have as pets.
Do you see many dumped cats?
Yeah, look, amazingly enough, we probably every few months we have another cat that will turn up in the colony that we haven't seen before. And yeah, that you can definitely tell that they've been dumped, because they're usually pretty skinny and, you know, flea-ridden and all the rest of it. And they stick with the colony for quite a while. So we know that, you know, and a lot of the time, you know, we can handle them from day one. You know, they can be a bit timid, but, you know, within a week or so, they'll come up and, you know, and be quite thankful and give you a smooch and all that sort of thing. So, yeah. Definitely getting dumped cats all the time. Yeah.
How many people roughly do you have helping you?
There's actually four of us ladies that are doing it. Well, doing the main part of it. But we have a lot of fosterers who take our kittens and foster care for them. And mostly they fall in love and decide to keep them, which is very cool. So there's probably about, I think we've got 6 or 8 people that foster for us. So when we catch the kittens or whatever, we can actually, you know, take them to them. We've vetted them already, and they're amazing people. They really care for the cats, and we know that they've been well looked after. So I guess all up, there's about 10 of us.
Oh, yeah, and how long, roughly, do you have these cats till you foster them out?
Normally when I get them, I have them here for a few months. Because I like to take my time. I don't want to force anything on them. They need to come to me. I do have a good pair of Kevlar gloves that I use if I want to catch them, but mainly I'm just putting my hand out to them and saying, here, you know, smell my hand or whatever, I'm not going to hurt you. So I do take my time because, if anybody knows, if they've been bitten by a cat, you know, whether it's tame or feral, they hurt. So yeah, I like to take my time. So usually 2 or 3 months, and then in that time, you know, I like to get them wormed and defleed and vaccinated and get them ready for the next stage. If they're not quite old enough to be de-sexed, then, you know, they'll go to a foster home that can do that, because I'm trying to get cats out of there as often as I can and, you know, sort of move things on. Once we get a bit more funding, you know, I'd like to have had them all out by winter, but we'll see how we go. It might take, you know, till the end of the year to get them all out, but that's our aim at the moment anyway.
Is there anything else you would like to say to our listeners?
Well, I think probably 90% of the people in Motueka are cat lovers, and we'd love it if you could think kindly on us and, you know, put a small donation into the Vet Life Clinic towards helping these cats, you know, helping us vet these cats and get them into good homes. We would absolutely love it, but any help, even a bag of cat food, cages, crates, whatever. If anybody wants to donate anything at all, we would so appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you, Chrissy Clements, for being on our show today. It's been nice to hearing about the cat rescue. It's been really great. I like that you have a big heart to give out to the community, and yeah.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It is very much appreciated. You have a lovely day, you three, eh?
Thank you.
You too.
You're
okay,
such a beautiful person.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart, you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Girl, don't be a bad girl, but if you wanna leave,
make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad, and beware. Oh baby, maybe it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Remember you like a child, girl. Oh baby, baby, it's a wild world, and it's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh baby, baby, it's a wild world, and I'll always remember you like a child, girl.
And that was Wild World by Cat Stevens, which seemed appropriate for today's subject.
After living for nearly 100 years on this planet, I now understand the most important place on Earth is not on land, but at sea.
Through the course of my life, we have been on a voyage of ocean discovery. Only now are we understanding what it means for the future of our world. What we have found could change everything.
For once you've truly seen the sea, you'll never look at Earth in the same way again. The ocean is our planet's life support system and our greatest ally against climate catastrophe. Yet it's but a crossroads. We are draining the life from our ocean. Today is in such poor health, I would find it hard not to lose hope, were it not for the most remarkable discovery of all. The ocean can recover faster than we had ever imagined. It can bounce back to life. Put simply, we've been given a lifeline. It may not just recover, but thrive beyond anything anyone alive has ever seen. This is the story of our ocean, and how we must write its next chapter together. For if we save the sea, we save our world. After a lifetime of filming our planet, I'm sure that nothing is more important.
There was a new Oceans movie trailer screening from Nelson State Cinema now till 28th of May.
I would really like to see this movie because it will give me an eye-opening on our planet.
Thank you. don't wanna care. Under the bridges, over the phone, wind on the water, carry me home.
And that was The Last Whale by Crosby, Stills and Nash. And with the way things are going, I think it'll be pretty sad when it is the last whale.
And in New Zealand, our Maui dolphins are near to extinction, and there are only about 50 left.
And the Hector dolphins are following close behind in extinction.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We ordered different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you.
Down every road.
I waited for it, that green light.
And that was our tribute to New Zealand Music Month, Greenlight by our own Lord.
Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
All for one, one for all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.